I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, using a dictionary to help define the law of the land.
The next time you go to an English dictionary to look up a word or settle an argument, you might take comfort in knowing that even some of the most esteemed users of the language are doing the same thing.
Two researchers have found an increasing tendency by U.S. Supreme Court justices, some more than others, to cite dictionaries in their opinions, and not just legal dictionaries, but general use dictionaries as well.
Jeff Kirkmeyer is a law professor at the City University of New York. He says using a computer, he and Sam Thumma, a lawyer in Arizona, searched for the word dictionary in Supreme Court decisions.
Whereas the court had first used the dictionary back in 1830, but you know, very rarely did they use it for a long time. Even up through like the 1910 through 1919, they only used the dictionary in 8 opinions. In the 1920s, they only used it in 10 opinions. And really up through the 60s, they never even used it more than 20 opinions a year.
But in the 1990s, Professor Kirkmeyer says, the Supreme Court cited dictionaries in more than 200 opinions. The words defined ranged from the seemingly straightforward, like coal, to terms like corruption and usufructuary, which has to do with the right to enjoy the fruits of something belonging to someone else. One possible reason for the increasing reliance, he says, is that dictionaries have changed over the years.
Up through the 1960s, dictionaries generally were used to be prescriptive, which meaning that dictionaries would say what words should mean or what how we should see them to mean. And the Webster's Third New International Dictionary sort of changed that, and they came out with what's called a descriptive dictionary, instead describing the way words actually are being used in conversations and in writings. Once the dictionary started focusing on kind of what words actually meant in general use, that may have also partly affected the court's use of it, though there, initially there was some debate about whether dictionaries that were descriptive were really dictionaries.
Can you give us an example of how the dictionary has determined the outcome of a case?
Yeah, there's a couple cases. One case where the court used it in the same way, and there the court was trying to interpret a statute using the word cattle, and the statute there had been written like a century earlier, and so the court looked at dictionaries from that time period to determine what cattle meant, to determine whether it included, in those cases, hogs and sheep. And they determined by looking at those dictionaries that cattle, the definition of cattle, did include those in those cases.
Really? Yeah. When I hear cattle, I just think of cows.
Yeah, that's me too.
Even words as simple as no have prompted the Supreme Court to turn to the dictionary.
No involved a case where the court was looking at whether someone could be convicted of making a false statement to investigators, and someone had answered a question by saying no, and so the court looked at dictionaries to determine whether the word no constituted a statement.
And what did they decide?
They decided it was a statement.
so no, period.
Yeah, yeah.
He says that a lot of times, if the statutes written by Congress were a little clearer, then the court might not have to go to the dictionary as often. Not long ago, there was a case involving a law that imposed a more severe sentence if a person were found to be carrying a weapon.
Does having a gun in the trunk of a car mean carrying? Or does a law literally mean holding a weapon in your hand?
They did cite that carrying would include it being in the trunk.
So
there was the same opinion in that case.
So it's a struggle on one hand to be clear and on the other hand to be precise but understandable.
Exactly.
Professor Kirkmeyer points to comments made by some of the 9 members of the court, including Justice Stephen Breyer, expressing concerns about the use of dictionaries.
There's a very recent case where Justice Breyer had stated, language, dictionaries, and canons, unilluminated by purpose, can lead courts into blind alleys, producing rigid interpretations that can harm those whom the statute affects.
Professor Jeff Kirkmeyer at the City University of New York School of Law, co-author of an article on this topic in the autumn issue of The Green Bag, an entertaining journal of law. That's what it calls itself.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.